tender-hearted. And now, the Goldbergs. Molly's social conscience is as wide and tender-hearted as anyone else's in the world. And besides, she has the courage of her convictions. Now that Molly knows that people in the town won't buy chickens from Mr. Way because he was recently released from prison, Molly's decided that she's going to make a fight for it. This morning, as she prepares breakfast for her family, Molly's mood of anger is softened, but her determination is twice as strong. Listen.
Lay down, Spotty. Come if you want your breakfast. Come if you want your breakfast. Don't jump. Family?
Good morning.
All right, go in. Yes, Mom. You're going to be busy this morning.
Well, I'm going to the mill and then I'm going to school. Why?
Nothing, only, if you didn't really want to go to the mill, you could take me.
Where, Mom?
Well, I want to go personally to speak with the proprietors of the hotel about the... You know, Mr. Ray and Orion and getting the orders for the chickens. But you know them.
Why don't you let them do that themselves, Ma?
Because it's not going as should be, Tammy. That's why. Sit down, I'll give you breakfast. It's not going as should be, Tammy. That's why. You should learn to forget. Cereal, Tammy?
A little.
You see, the man is just trying to make a living.
I wouldn't interfere, Ma.
I'm not interfering, Tammy. Not interfering. People don't have to take Mr. Ray into their hearts and make him a friend. But, every man should have the right to go where he pleases and then work and then be accepted like anybody else. On the days when that isn't possible, family, then Lastonbury won't be Lastonbury. Don't forget, some little acorns, big oaks grow, family. Though it'll be Mr. Ray, tomorrow it'll be somebody else. Not right. Milk in the cereal, family, dear.
Please.
Why is there another electrical tile upstairs, sir? Oh, she'll wake up the whole house.
A towel, please.
Excuse me, Sam.
Well, Ma, take it easy.
All right.
You're
to me. You seem to put in that towel.
Come here, Paul. Come here, boy. Always hungry, huh? Come on, cat. Cat. Go away.
I'm afraid
you're
on the right side.
Oh, Ma, he has plenty on his mind.
Don't I know?
It's not so pleasant having a house full of people. I mean, Ma, with due respect to Mr.
So why do you think I want to build up the business for them and then help them? You're up early, Birdie, now.
Early, Birdie, doesn't miss breakfast.
I just want a glass of boiled water, if you don't mind.
Is my coffee coming?
I'm spilling your drink. Somebody see me, please.
What? Oh.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Here's your water, Birdie.
Thank you.
My coffee, please.
Mr. Goldberg, if you would take a glass of hot water with a pinch of bicarbonate...
I know a better cure for me in the morning.
You do?
Here, Drake.
All I can say is I know what it does for me.
Sugar?
Maybe it's your gland, Mr. Goldberg.
No, it's the atmosphere.
Always joking.
Bicarbonate she offers me. That's the brass.
If you don't feel well, Paul, then maybe you shouldn't go to the mill this morning.
Who said I don't feel well?
Who said Papa don't feel well? I'll get you some more cream, dear.
You could drive Mama to the hotel, Paul, if you...
Why don't you eat your breakfast?
What hotel?
My best dish I broke.
What hotel?
My best cup.
What hotels are you driving to, Molly?
Hotels? No, hotel. Nothing. I only said. Because Tammy had the moment to spare. He could drive me. But he's busy and you're busy, so never mind. It's not important. But I would personally go to speak to a few proprietors about giving Gory an order. If I can go, I'll not go. I'll use the telephone. Take cream, dear. Cup of sugar. Lump. Why should I bother anybody?
Don't.
I'm wrong.
Get my hat. Where's my coat?
You didn't swallow a cup?
I can do without swallowing a cup. If we are going, so let's go. Come in.
All right, Pa.
That's not all right. When I say come, let's go. Chicken farm. Border. beauty parlor. Coming, Sammy?
I'm getting my coat on.
I'll see if I can get a coat off for you, my dear. If I succeed, I'll call you. Are you coming, Sammy?
Goodbye, Mom.
Bye.
Come on, Forty. Forty, come on. Come on, boy.
What are you looking for, Ogilvy?
My book.
Over here.
Ma, why don't you learn how to drive a car yourself?
Me?
Why not? There's nothing to it. If men can drive, then so can women.
Goodbye, Mama, darling. You don't mind when Papa gets angry, do you?
No.
You know that he never means what he says.
Oh, Mama.
You don't feel badly?
No.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling.
I love you, Mama, darling.
Well,
if I knew I wouldn't love you as much as I did.
Don't mind me.
You'll be late.
Goodbye, Mama.
Goodbye. Did Papa took the car?
No, just that they're walking. Why?
Nothing.
Goodbye, Mama.
Bye.
Bye, baby. Can I see you, Mister? Is that your house? I'm in my kimono.
Yes.
Is there any coffee left, Mrs. Gilbert?
Yes, surely. Sit, Bertie. I'll fill you. Bertie.
Yeah.
You're a good driver already, huh?
Wonderful.
How long does it take to drive wonderful?
It didn't take me long. Why should it take you long?
You think it wouldn't, Bertie?
I could teach you. Really, it's very simple, Mrs. Zobig. You think millions of people who are driving cars are born that way?
You could teach me, Bertie.
Why not?
Now?
Why not?
Right now? Huh?
Surely. As soon as I finish my breakfast.
When Molly gets an idea into her head, there's no use ignoring it. She must fulfill her hopes, but all Molly's hopes and Bertie's confidence are not going to make driving a car a two-hour lesson in perfection. I confess, the idea of Bertie's teaching Molly to drive Jake's car, the apple of his eye, makes me feel very uneasy.